A town meeting called to address safety and the impact of drugs on the community of New Waterford took place on Wednesday. The meeting, called by Cape Breton Regional Municipality District 11 Councillor Darren O'Quinn, was held at the New Waterford and District Community Center and saw a crowd of between 500 to 600 people come out to share their opinions on the issue of drugs and drug users. Leading up to the meeting, O'Quinn said New Waterford had spent over two decades as the needle use leader in Nova Scotia, with the problem intensifying in recent years. A panel of community leaders, CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark, Deputy Mayor Glenn Perouche, O'Quinn, and Whitney Pierce Center MLA Kendra Coombs took the stage, joined by the Interim Chief of the Cape Breton Regional Police, Stephen McKinnon, and members of the Regional Police Service. The meeting began with O'Quinn questioning McKinnon.
One lady who reached out was Kathy Curry. She had details on how the Safer Communities and Neighborhood Program could be a part of the remedy to some of these issues in the community. Chief McKinnon, could you comment on this, please?
Safer Communities has been a provincial program that our Regional Police Service has been using for several years, not just in your community right now, which we actually have ongoing active files in that manner, but we've used it for several years, going back over 10 years throughout CBRM. Safer Communities is a support network for police. And what that means is we have other individuals that come out in the community, whether it's with video cameras or doing information requests to citizens that want to speak to them. And what Safer Communities, to me, it's almost a division up of or kind of speaks to Crime Stoppers. It's anonymous. You don't have to be up front and center with your name, your phone number, and all those types of things. And they're a support network for police that we can put things in place to build safer communities. And that basically speaks to drug culture, people that are in communities that are there for nefarious purposes and really not there to support or build the community that we all strive to achieve.
Another question that come up, are there opportunities for increased community policing in the New Waterford area? And people have an essence for foot patrol in the downtown area. It would definitely help out our businesses and make our seniors feel a lot safer in the downtown area as well. Is this something that we could accomplish?
Yeah, so thanks for the question. So foot patrol is something that when I came into the role in January, it's how I started policing. It goes back to the core values of meeting people in the community, talking to business, learning what their concerns are, and just being that presence that, you know, not only senior people feel when they see a police officer walk down the road, but acts as a deterrent for people that may be up to no good. We've kind of lost that over my career. We've did that for a long period of time, but we've kind of pivoted and changed with technology and those types of things. So as of April 1st of this year, coming into my role, we started that back. We've had that in each community. We've put that out for officers.
I've heard from people that called 563-5151, and they're getting response saying there's no officer available to come to the call right now, and that's not acceptable. So we have to do much better there. And I don't know. I mean, what could you say about that? We right now we need cops here 24 hours a day. Stuff is happening around the clock here at all times, and for our community to feel safe, we need cops here 24 hours a day. And I'd just like to comment on that if you could.
Thank you for the question. Yeah, and I don't disagree with you one bit. The more police officers we have in communities, the safer not only people feel, but, you know, crime numbers go down, and we understand that. So when you get a call, or if you call our communication center, that 563-5151 number, and you're told that we don't have a police officer available, the reason why you're told that at that moment, it's based on a priority 1, 2, and 3 in terms of what the community need is. So those officers that may be assigned to this area are tied up on, say, a domestic that's in progress, or a robbery that happened in a close jurisdiction to another area. That's where we kind of lean into how we respond to calls. So although there might be a delayed response, it's based on a system that's in place through 911 on priority-based calls.
The public were then given a chance to speak on the issues. Each speaker was given 5 minutes. Questions came from the public about the number of arrests made and charges laid, who picks up needles, the possibility of vigilante justice, and people with addictions coming from outside the community. Some shared their own experiences with drugs, while others described incidents where children are put at risk. Here are some comments made by the public.
What about private security? which is about, what, 1/6 of what it costs to have a officer here. And we had 4 or 5 security cars driving around at night, up and down the streets. Once people start seeing this here, all of a sudden their head's going to be on a swivel.
It's not just the youth that are addicted anymore. It is the minor that hurt his back. It's the person who twisted their knee getting off the bus. It's whoever it is that needs payments. I have a child who refused a narcotic to bring home, even though her pathway indicates that that's what she should take, because she has a fear of someone breaking into her house and stealing the narcotic, because people talk about what drugs you have.
If we truly want a safer community, we need to bring appropriate services closer to the people who need them, while creating proper safeguards for surrounding residents.
And I've lived in this town my whole life. For the past 58 plus years, I have seen our town change from a booming mining town to what we now see as an almost ghost town, with no major industry, so much poverty, homelessness, drug abuse, and a huge rise in crime. As a child, I remember never locking a window or a door.
One man spoke in defense of the people the community had met to discuss, but was met with condemnation from the crowd.
These problems can affect any community, and once they become visible, they are usually already much further along than people realize. There are also the human aspects that this that shouldn't be overlooked. People experiencing homelessness or addiction are still, it's 5 minutes black, are still members of the community. They have families, they have histories, they have abilities, and they deserve basic dignity and respect. There are situations where people are treated as though they are simply a problem that needs to be moved somewhere else. Sometimes that treatment can become harassment. Sometimes it can even become physical, with people being pushed or shoved, or verbally harassed. I'm gonna add that one in there now. The point isn't to attack anybody or place blame.
30 seconds left.
All problems the job can fix. Instantly.
This is the problem.
You're only poor in here, so go!
This is the problem.
Thank you.
This is the problem. I said what I needed to say.
I've got a mouth on me and I know this. This is the problem. This boy is not from the Waterford. Not from Cape Breton. I spoke with this boy. He's going to be the next death in the Waterford if something's not done. He's been panhandling. He's been spotted, going through people's yards. This boy is part of the problem. I'm sorry, not sorry.
In responding to one member of the public, Mayor Cecil Clark acknowledged the issues with discarded needle collection in the community. The responsibility has been on the Ally Center of Cape Breton to pick up needles when they're notified. Many members of the public attending the meeting said they'd called the center, but have been told they were unable to pick up the reported needle. Now Clark says the CBRM will be putting out a tender for needle collection. He had this exchange with resident Paul Krasowski, who said his young son discovered 30 needles in a New Waterford park.
We recognize that the system in place, that the Ally Center is not keeping up with the challenges facing our community.
They are not.
So just on that,
we like all of
this. I was just going to say, the tender is going out for a CBRM-wide. You're going to have our community, quite frankly, could sit here, Paul, and blame the province because they're not doing something. We've put the money in place to put a contract out to get that collection, so when you report something to the council yourself, you will have that number, and I'm not waiting for the Ally Center. A company will come and pick those up.
That's great consolation when my 10-year-old contracts age.
I've heard your concerns and reflected that, Paul.
Chief McKinnon said police are also frustrated with those placed under arrest being released back into the community after short periods of time.
You arrest someone, you bring them to court, next thing you know, 2 days later, you see them back in your community again. This is a part that's frustrating. It's a frustrating for police.
The meeting lasted close to 3 hours with dozens of people speaking on a number of topics related to the drug issue. Chief McKinnon also addressed a lack of police coverage in the New Waterford area, saying a total of 27 officers would be coming on between now and next April. A number of other CBRM counselors attended the meeting, including Gordon McDonald, Dave McKeegan, Paul Nicotuck, Steve Gillespie, Kim Shepherd-Campbell, and Eldon McDonald. Counselor O'Quinn expressed a desire to hold a follow-up meeting in December. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.